Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. You know, I've been talking about in prior shows, Forever Chemicals, all over the state seemingly, Marinette, Rhinelander, Eau Claire, La Crosse, Madison. Well, now I'm very sad to say that there are Forever Chemicals in Milwaukee County. Forever Chemicals down at Mitchell Field by National Guard military planes, the military units down there using the foam with Forever Chemicals. That's used to put out fires in an airport, you know, that kind of thing. The testing shows that drinking water right around Mitchell Field has unacceptably high levels of Forever Chemicals, and that some of it is leaching into Lake Michigan. Remember, up in the Marinette area, there's evidence that Forever Chemicals have leached into Green Bay. Now, all of the Great Lakes and Green Bay and all this stuff are interconnected. This is very, very dangerous. The state of it is right now, as you know, the Republican Party has shut down under the lame duck laws. Remember the lame duck laws? Basically transferred the power of the governorship, a lot of it, not all of it, a lot of it, from Tony Evers to Robin Voss, powers of the attorney general, not all of it, but some of it, from Josh Call to Robin Voss, even though Evers and Call won the election, Republican Supreme Court upheld that. So they've used that, among other things, to block any attempt to regulate Forever Chemicals, any attempt. So in terms of testing, requiring companies to test, any of this stuff, setting more stringent levels of permissible chemicals in drinking water, they go, no, you got to run it through us. DNR can't do it. DNR can't do it. And by the way, the chairman is this guy, Fred Prehn. Wait a minute, I thought his term expired May 1. Well, yeah, but he's holding over until we confirm the successor that Evers put up under this law about 50 years ago, a case. Yeah, but that case was under a different statute. What it contemplated was you'd confirm him, and there'd be a 2 or 3 week lag, and that's why the guy had held over. No, we're going to take about 4 years to confirm him. We're going to keep him in there for 4 years. And that's in front of the Supreme Court. That will be in front of the Supreme Court shortly. But what's happening is you have Forever Chemicals in your drinking water, and you think, well, I'm not in Milwaukee County, Marinette, Eau Claire, La Crosse, Rhinelander, or Madison. Oh, really? Oh, really? So you think if you're in Racine, you're okay? Right next to Milwaukee? Really? You think you're in Trempealeau County, so you're okay? Right next to La Crosse? Really? Okay, you think you're in Columbia County, you're okay, right next to Dane? Give me a break. Give me a break. This is going all around the state. Only 80% of our water now is usable in the state. What do I mean by that? I don't mean just drinking. No, not even that. I'm fishing, boating, swimming, only 80%. And it's going down because of the Republican Party. Now, in this particular case, the DNR had notified the Department of Defense that there are Forever Chemicals around Mitchell Field, the airport in Milwaukee, which are leaching into Lake Michigan and poisoning the water, drinking water right around the airport. Department of Defense hasn't done anything yet. And they better. I know they have a lot else on their mind. Obviously, they have Afghanistan on their mind. They have the Ukraine on their mind. They have the Middle East, Iraq and Iran on their mind. They have China and Russia. I get it. But there's got to be somebody in the Department of Defense who has some environmental responsibility. And it seems to me the solution is pretty good. Have rulemaking at the federal government level set minimum standards that are not hurtful to human beings and impose it as a matter of federal law and do that now. Yeah, Luke, what's on your mind?
Yeah, Betsy from Madison is texting in, and she has a question for you in regards to these Forever Chemicals. Curious to know if they are being used in other states is what Betsy would like to know. If this is just a Wisconsin problem or if this is a problem all around the country.
It's a good point. Yeah, and it is all around the country. I'll tell you why. It's frequently used for firefighting foam. Now, every airport in the country has a firefighting unit because if a plane catches fire as it's landing, there's a very, very short period of time to get the passenger and the pilot out. Very short. What you got to do is smother it with foam. That foam they smother it with. And sometimes a pilot will say, okay, my landing gear is stuck. I'm going to do a belly land. Belly land is very dangerous, even for a good pilot, because if you overreact by an inch, you know what I mean? I mean, the thing could crack and burst into flame. They have a lot of fuel. So as a precaution, they flood the runway with foam. That foam has forever chemicals in it. And every airport in the country has a firefighting capability. To me, the solution is this. First of all, there's got to be a financial incentive to chemists at places like DuPont and everywhere to come up with a foam that doesn't have forever chemicals in it. You know, come on, come on. We're very ingenious people. Secondly, if you are going to do it, if you are going to do it, and the problem is they also do it in training because there aren't that many crash landings. But they do it in training. Why not in training have some kind of simulated runway with a rubber liner that curls up around itself and so it never goes into the ground? And how about when a plane is coming in, have an immediate cleanup right on the spot and pay some attention to this? And a combination of those. I'm not a scientist, but that's why we have people in the Department of Defense, Betsy, and that's why we have people in DNR. But I'm just blowing the whistle here. There are forever chemicals in Madison, in Milwaukee, in Marinette, Rhinelander, Eau Claire, La Crosse. And that means the Mississippi River and its Green Bay and Lake Michigan. 80% of our water can't be used for swimming, boating, and fishing. In Madison, they're putting out advisories on what fish and how many you can eat a month, depending on the fish. I don't know why it depends on the fish. Maybe some are fatter than the others or they absorb stuff better. But, if you're going to go fishing somewhere in Dane County, just check with the DNR and find out if you catch this kind of fish, how many can you eat in a month? I don't like that. I don't like that at all. And the fact is the Republican Party is even preventing the DNR from setting stricter standards. Well, how about the federal government doing it, which overrides everything? And the answer is absolutely. There are airports in every state. There are airplanes that occasionally have to crash land in every state, and they have firefighting foam. And this firefighting foam has forever chemicals in it. And forever chemicals, forever means forever. They don't break down, and they're in your drinking water. And that, you know, infants are drinking this stuff. I mean, pregnant women are drinking this stuff. Everybody, kids in school. It's just not right. It is absolutely not right. And now it comes out, it's even at Mitchell Field in Milwaukee County, that's Lake Michigan, it goes into Lake Michigan. And the Department of Defense has been put on notice. They got a lot on their plate, but this is something that really should be on their plate. Coming to the end of the show, great show. I wish everybody a happy Labor Day weekend. Happy Labor Day, celebrating labor. Celebrating labor, it should be a great weekend. Stand by for great programming today. Great programming. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Devil's Eye with Diamond Crute, my friend Earl Ingram. Great evening program. Great Saturday programming. Capped off by Pizza Box Mike, my friend and co-host Pizza Box Mike. Matt Flynn direct. Back after the weekend. Same time, same place. Matt Flynn direct signing off for today.